For many kids, the first day of school means the last day at the pool. Commentator Donna D'Amico Mayer says her poolside experience has evoked memories of more poignant transitions in her life.
My neighborhood pool has always been my refuge from hectic, impersonal, transient urban life. It was more than a pool. For me, it became reminiscent of small-town life. It was a place to visit and chat and observe each other's children growing up. For those of us with children, there is a certain migratory process that takes place over time, and it begins in the baby pool. This is a fenced-in area where parents are segregated with their shrieking toddlers for what seems like all eternity. After years behind the baby pool fence, talking about toilet training, nursery schools, and sugar-free diets, we emerged into the middle years of swim team practice, pep rallies, and spaghetti dinners. This is a culture unto itself, and one in which I was a failure. I love that my boys swam. I hated the competition and intensity. Some parents could quote their kids' times going back 4 meets, and they diligently record them in little swim team books. I just knew that they were both good backstrokers, and I knew if they came in first. At my pool, there is a beautiful lawn. And after graduating from the baby pool and then to the edge of the main pool, parents would cluster on the lawn within eyesight and then slowly move further and further back. I was always aware that the older adults were congregated at the back edge of the lawn along the fence. I never pictured myself back there, and I often daydreamed about what the conversations were like once you were no longer discussing discipline, school choices, and swim team times. I've gradually made my way to the middle of the back lawn without ever realizing it, and this summer, neither of my grown sons have come with me to the pool. These days, I sit with many of the same mothers that I started out with in the little pool. Many of us only see one another in the summer months. This summer, a certain calm and resignation seem to come over us. No one discusses swim team times or SAT scores much anymore. There is a certain kindness and compassion that was not as evident in the early years, a sense of our own limitations now and of our fragility. The air of competition has dissipated along with the sense of urgency about making the right choices for our children. We now know they are making their own choices. The fervent dreams we had for them and ourselves when we sat in the sickening warmth of the baby pool have not all come true. Some haven't even come close. But as we head towards the back fence, we're a lot wiser now and grateful for each other's company and support.
Donna D'Amico Mayer is a psychiatric nurse. She lives in Tacoma Park, Maryland.